Three guys in three cities, the number three at Instagram.com.
It's a special edition of Three Guys and Three.
You want a little waka waka? Come on back to the private room.
I suck.
You don't suck, Andy. You really don't. You're just lacking what it takes.
All right, and away we go. We are back with the Three Guys and Three Cities podcast. Josh, is that really you?
This is really me, Fee. How are you?
Doing really well. Andy is on hiatus this week. He's prioritized his family once again over this podcast. So basically, we're two guys in two cities with a city to be named. Andy will be back with us next time, but we're kind of reestablishing our podcast and getting back into action here.
Yeah, you know, Andy said he was traveling, and we needed to test drive all this equipment again and get things moving a little bit.
Yeah, we did. And of course, as we go live here, are we live to our audience right now and video?
We are. So this will be a video podcast up on our YouTube channel. So we will have our normal podcast URL. That channel's back up and running. We'll be video on YouTube. So we'll have a little television show. And we are not live this show, but we'll be broadcasting live on YouTube in the future.
All right, so we are recording this on Thanksgiving Eve, 2023, the busiest bar night of the year. We record this a little after 6 o'clock West Coast time and after 9 o'clock Cleveland, Ohio time. Right after this, it's off to the busiest bar night. Tomorrow, it's football and turkey and all that. But good to have you back, my friend. It's been a while since we've done the podcast. We've had a lot happening over the last several months. As we reconvene, we missed doing the podcast, and we had a lot of people say, you know what, you guys got to bring this podcast back.
So I didn't have anybody say that to me.
Well, we did. Well, you know that our one main listener, we have Ray and Gary and Wayne. They are regular listeners to the podcast. Andy has family that listens just to see if he's going to talk about them. Or release a new song or come up with some kind of song lyric that might be a hint to another album. And then after that, it's been a free-for-all. We get some hits. You know, we definitely get some reaction on Insta. And we're growing this thing. You know, it's one listener at a time to this podcast. You know, you get a lot of choices out there with podcasts. You've got the really good ones. You've got the moderate ones. You've got ones that have good information on them. And then there's us. So you have a lot of choices.
I tell you what, I listen to a lot of podcasts and almost exclusively now, which I'm sure kind of bums you out because you're back to being a radio guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of crazy. I've had to attack this a little bit differently. I'm back in my hometown. I'm north of Seattle in my hometown of Bellingham, Washington. And I host two radio programs, one on a Cafe 104.1, which is basically a pop station. And we do the morning show there, 5:30 to 10. It's Dave, Allen, and Patrice. Longtime co-worker Dave, and Patrice is new to the mix, and just fantastic. The chemistry on that show is just so much fun. And then I come back on our sister station in the afternoon and do 3 to 6 afternoon drive. It's a full-on three-hour sports show, 3 to 6 West Coast time, on the flagship of Seahawks, Mariners, Kraken, Huskies. We do a lot, and of course, a lot of high school sports and so forth. So lots to get to. I'm literally just now off the air after a three-hour sports show this afternoon, just minutes ago. And then this morning did the morning show before Thanksgiving. So, yeah, and here I am. It just made sense to add a podcast into the mix tonight.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Hard Worker Alan Fee, he did a morning show and then he did an afternoon, you know, a drive time sports show. And you forgot to mention the six pack of beers in the middle.
Well, you know what? That didn't happen. We went with the Bloody Marys today. You know, it's seasonal. Okay. It's a seasonal thing. It's a little chilly out here today.
Bloody Mary isn't seasonal.
Well, it's somewhat. I mean, sometimes you get nice and spicy. It warms you. You know, it just gives you that little extra. I mean, you don't really want to do a bloody in the middle of summer, right? I mean, imagine sitting there in the humidity of Cleveland, Ohio, and having a bloody at 4 in the afternoon. I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
I don't know that I would ever just call it a bloody. I don't think that I'd be like, hey, let's go have a bloody. I'm not down there.
Well, you know, again, you can't call it a BM.
No, I don't. Continue.
You can't call it a BM, right? You can't call it a BM. So, you know, just a bloody. Grab a couple bloodies. We'll do a couple bloodies. Of course you would call it
no,
that.
No, that's weird. No. That's,
what'd you
that,
say?
That's
I'd like a Bloody
no,
Mary?
It's weird.
Would you
yes,
like a Bloody
what
Mary,
it's
sir?
It's called a Bloody Mary.
I don't know. No.
No, look. Three listeners.
Server said that
guys.
To me today. Would you like another bloody? I'd like another bloody, sir.
Yeah, it's because he was done talking to you. He was trying to gross you out so you'd leave.
Really? Really?
Yes.
I think that's what it is.
No one calls it a bloody. That's weird.
Everybody calls it a bloody. Are you in the Bloody Mary community? All I see right now, you're seasonal. You're drinking. I'll bet you a dollar. You've either had a Christmas ale or two already. I know you've had it. What are you drinking over there?
I am drinking a Thirsty Dog Christmas ale. Thirsty Dog's winning all the tastings this year. Much better than the Great Lakes this year.
Oh, is it really? So yeah. Thirsty Dog's pretty solid. I remember that in my Cleveland, Ohio days. But Christmas ale is a much bigger thing out there than it is here. I mean, especially here in Bellingham, Washington, the hometown, there's a lot of beer, And you go into any beer place, any brewery, whatever, it's an IPA. They'll have five IPAs, maybe a seasonal something, and a lager just in case.
Yeah, dude, I went through a long time of only drinking IPAs, but I dig these Christmas ales and Oktoberfest and even some of the pumpkin ales. Like, there's a ton of beer here, but I don't know. I love it.
Well, you know, they're in the CLE. I mean, you know, you love your beer. I think it's a little bit different out here. I think it's a little grittier out there. Here, it's, I don't know. It's a little more, it's not better. It's not better or worse. It's just different. It's just very IPA based. The end.
Just a little less talkative, a little less social. A lot of
staring
into the beer out
like
in Seattle.
Yeah, right. it's a little different. Well, there, I mean, if you're drinking your Christmas crack over there, it just takes a. You have a third Christmas ale, and you're starting to fight. Starting the I love you mans. I mean, that's how that works out there. I mean, I've had the Christmas crack. It's almost like doing an Irish car bomb. You have one, you're festive. You have two, all right, we're setting a tone here. Third one, boom, there's trouble. Someone's going down hard. They're either going to get punched in the face, they're going to swing at somebody and then just drop. I mean, it's going to be ugly. And that's how I look at the Christmas ale. You get three or four Christmas ales, police blotter. Absolutely easily.
Maybe. Wrong. No, you know what? I'm not gonna lie. I haven't been in a police blotter in a long time though.
Yeah, it's been a while here too. I mean, you know, you gotta keep it real, you gotta keep it on the road here. But the straight and narrow, the easy life, you know. But looking forward to the holiday break, definitely. It's so funny that we piled on our podcast going into a holiday break because, like, if there was a time where I just needed to exhale, it's now.
This is
a busy year.
This is perfect, though. We're going to test drive it over the holidays. Nobody's going to listen. I mean, we've got our solid three listeners, right? I don't have anybody over here who's listening. Andy's not on this show, so his family's not going to listen to this one. Mm-hmm. It'll give us some time to get used to the video editing and doing all the things and all that stuff that I'm going to do. I don't know what you're going to do. Yeah. Like, when I hit stop recording, what are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm probably going to go out and knock a few back. Again, it's research. You know, you got to be with the people. You can't tell relatable stories. You can't live the life on the air and then not live amongst the people. So
tell me the truth. Do you write that stuff off? Do you write that stuff off?
You try. You sure? It's just too tough, though. You know, when you try to write it off with the broadcast outlet and you're like, hey, just so you know, I was out doing research. Well, I see. What were you researching? IPAs, all the different breweries, or what were you researching here? Are you doing a travel piece? Are you doing a staycation piece on beers of our city? Something like that. You know, I had to laugh too. Here we have a podcast, Three Guys in Three Cities. And normally, obviously, Andy's here. And I've been normally in Seattle, and you've been in Cleveland, and Andy in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm now, as we're three guys in three cities, technically tonight, two guys in two cities. I'm one guy in two cities in my real life. I've been living in Seattle and Bellingham simultaneously while hosting two shows in one of the cities.
How far apart are Seattle and Bellingham? Like from your old house to your new house?
Right now, I'm sitting 81 miles from my radio station that I'm currently doing the podcast from to the downtown Seattle condo right on the waterfront.
That is ridiculous.
It is.
So when you drive back and forth, do you throw nav on Waze or whatever nav you have?
Yes,
for like
every time.
You know, cops and traffic and all that stuff?
Yeah, you don't. The cop thing isn't as big of a deal because the traffic is just so bad up and down the I-5 corridor linking the two cities together. Basically, I'm up near the Canadian border. I'm 50 miles from downtown Vancouver, and obviously there's a border there. But that journey from here all the way down to Seattle, Tacoma, basically Portland. I mean, if you can speed, then you're living right. Especially now with the holiday, there's no way. Tomorrow, I'm going to wake up early in the morning tomorrow, and I'm going to drive down to Seattle and turn around and come right back.
So you're gonna put on your nav, right? Do you use Waze or use a different one?
I use the Waze. I think Waze is the best one. I do.
So is it worth it? Because like I'm a Waze guy. Like I turn on Waze all the time. But for me, it's usually like it's just my commute and I'm looking for cops, right? So like thank you to everyone who points out speed traps on Waze. I'm looking for cops, sometimes traffic, but honestly, I'm mostly just trying to avoid a ticket. I'm trying to get to work and then get home. But like I was on a big road trip. And it sent me a few times, it told you there's an accident up ahead. It had me like get off the freeway in Virginia, which is like around the Beltway and down through Virginia Beach, like trying to get from that's kind of wacky too. And it had me get off the freeway and like drive down legit right along the shore, like a bunch of condos. Drive down here and then get back on the freeway somewhere else and then go down the tunnel. Like, is that worth it? Does that work for you up there?
Well, I'll be honest with you. You're looking for cops at the Waze. I'm just looking for someone to talk to me.
Do you make it through different voices?
Any voice just to talk to me. I'll talk to Siri. Hey Siri, what's up for the holiday? And then she'll give me a turkey tip or something. I don't know. Just anybody.
I was riding with somebody and he drove and he plugged his phone in instead of mine. And it was Christina Aguilera telling him where to go. And I was like, why do you have that? And he's like, man, she's hot. And I was like, right. I mean, sure. But well, is it the time for that?
It's so funny that you say that because I got a new iPhone and I didn't realize my mother was born in Belfast, Ireland. And so, total Irish roots here. She didn't leave there. I mean, she grew up there, the whole thing. So she's got an accent. And so I thought, I'm going to stay true to my roots. Why not? Why have the generic voice? I'm going to do Irish. And all of a sudden it says different things. And now I have to use accent or mispronounce words in my accent. And I have to do the Irish accent just to talk to something. Like I had a friend named Jamie, but it's spelled without the E. So I'm like, call Jamie. There's no Jamie in your contacts. I'm like, really? Are you kidding me? And I'm swearing, and it basically reacts to you swearing. And then and then I have to say, call Jamie. And it's Jamie without the E, call Jamie. And I'm literally like, I'm a grown man mispronouncing something on purpose so I can make a phone call. That's what my life has become.
That's awesome. My youngest daughter watches Bluey, and I don't know if you're familiar with Bluey because you are super old and your daughter's much older.
Got to keep up with it, man. We talk to a lot of moms on this show.
I mean, all right, I'm in. I'm one of them. I am one with the moms. So we're watching Bluey and like the kids are into it. And obviously like my youngest is 5. So like Molly is right there, like prime Bluey viewing. And she likes it. I like it. I think it's a cool show. We could do a whole show on how much I like Bluey. But now she pronounces things in an Australian accent. So like when she asks for things, she says parcel instead of parcel. Like, she doesn't do it. Is unreal. Like, we're in the store and she's asking me for these Bluey toys and I don't know the words that she's saying, and she's like, no, it's right here, and she grabs it. I'm like, oh, that says parcel. No, it doesn't, that's parcel. I'm like, no. No. That is not the case. It is parcel, I promise. And she does not believe me. I don't know how preschool's going, by the way.
That's hilarious. You know, you're totally reminding me of a story about my mom, and this is a true story. So, you know, I'm in 11th grade. I'm a junior at my high school here in Bellingham, Seaholm High School. And I was telling someone, this is back when we used to put film in a camera, and I was in some photography class.
Was it color
I'm
film?
Like, what's that?
Was it color film?
It's just, yeah, just like, you know, you get the little cylinder thing, got to stick the film in the camera.
Oh, I'm just excited it wasn't black and white.
No, no, that's right. We were making a talkie back in the day. It was in the era of Charlie Chaplin, you might remember. No, so I had a photography class, and I was talking to somebody, and I said, I got to get some more film for my camera. And they said, I'm sorry, what? I need to get some more film for my camera.
Why did you say that?
What? Well, wait, film? Why would you? It's film. I said, no, it's film. I need to get film for my camera. And they're like, spell that. F-I-L-M, film, film. And he's like, what? And it turns out, I did not know, my mother, Belfast, Ireland accent, she would put film in a camera. And so that's what I said. I didn't know that until high school. How embarrassing is that? Film.
Film. That's very embarrassing. What other shit did you mispronounce?
Well, that's the thing. I didn't know my mom had an accent. I didn't. I just heard her say random weird. You don't hear it that way when this is what you grow up with, right?
Yeah, but you had teachers who weren't in Ireland.
Yeah, so she says everything normal. But my mother and my father, they moved down to California, where the rich people drive around. They were down in Palm Springs. They drive around in those Rolls Royces. That whole tomato, potato, it's like that got real. I thought that was a cute little joke, but that's all real for her.
No, look, all that other shit is like funny accent stuff. Rolls Rouses is just, you can't read.
It's a Rolls Rouse. It's a Rolls Rouse. That's what she says. I'm serious. The best story that she tells, my mother, when she was 24 years old, moved from Belfast, Ireland to Vancouver, Canada. I was born in Vancouver. She moved. She's 23, 24 years old. And she goes to the Fraser Arms Hotel, heart of downtown Vancouver. Irish accent. Now, I know this is awkward, but my mom back in the day, she was a hottie. I have pictures. I can back it up. She looks like a young Elizabeth Taylor, and I literally could convince you of that. So she goes up to the guy at the front desk, and she says, excuse me, can you knock me up at 7? And the guy's like, I'm sorry, you want me to knock you up tomorrow morning?
And possibly.
Like, what? That's you knock someone up. It's a wake up call, basically. If you needed a wake up call, I'd knock you up at 7. And she's over. The bellman is sitting there going, I'm sorry. You want me to do what? Foreign Irish lady?
I don't think
lady?
That's what we would call it nowadays.
Yeah, knock me up. Hey, knock me up. Wow. Wow. So what else is happening out there?
No, we totally tangented, though. I wanted to know whether Waze actually works for you. Because you started, you got off and started telling us some story about your mom getting knocked up at a hotel. Like, I mean, which happens, right? There's nothing wrong with that. I don't know, that's a goal.
Here's the thing. All right. So the Waze app, there are times I literally, the condo that we live in Seattle is right on the waterfront. So if you're going to go out to I-5, you're like a mile and a half from the highway. And so you got to kind of zigzag through the things. I know how to get to the freeway. The funny thing about getting to I-5, and it's just right over yonder. You get in your car, you can look past a couple, you can see it, right? And so every time I get in the car and I plug in, like, you know, go to this city, I got to go to the I-5 and then head north. And it takes me a different way every time because of the traffic. There was one time where it took me way down south past the stadiums, way back across, down a side street over. And I'm like, no way. And what it did was it found the quickest way to get me to an express lane. And when I got on that express lane and it was smooth sailing, I drove by literally thousands of cars. Seattle traffic is amongst the worst in the country. So I will swear by the Waze app all day.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, because like, obviously it sees some data and it tells you to do a thing, but is it right? So you're telling yes. me that it's right all the time. So when I Every was time. On like, when I was on 60, I think it was like 64, going to the tunnel to mm-hmm. go to Virginia Beach, and it told mm-hmm. me to get off of the freeway and go down to where all the, I mean, 35 Airbnb condos mm-hmm. and then get back on the freeway right before the construction started or in the construction yeah. to get to the tunnel, which, by the way, I mean, holy shit. If any of our three listeners are from the Virginia area, what are they building there?
Great question.
Yeah. Great man. Question. But so it made me do that. And you're telling me that you know that that saved me time.
You probably bypassed some kind of traffic situation. You probably did something, and it was a quicker way.
God damn.
I've seen it done a million. The only time that gets goofy is when you get into like a, like if you're in LA, for example, and you're going around, you know how those, you're under freeways and it's twisting around. Next thing you know, it thinks you're exiting at Alameda and you're not. You're just going underneath the exit to that road and it'll get all screwed up, but it's not affecting you really.
Well, I'm not quite as wealthy as you, so I'm not really familiar with the Los Angeles like roads and bridges and everything.
Well, I'm not either. That's why I'm on the app.
if you want any idea of where my wealth status is, the last time that GPS navigation got me in trouble involving bridges, it was in Pittsburgh. Little different from Los Angeles.
A little bit. Well, West Coast, man. West Coast, I totally get that. You know, here it's kind of strange because in Seattle, the city just keeps growing and growing, but there's no way to expand. We've widened a couple of bridges, the I-90 and the 520 bridges over Lake Washington, the bridge kind of basically Seattle to Bellevue on the east side. They've widened those, but because of the terrain here, all the hilly terrain, I mean, picture what San Francisco is like. This is a smaller version of it, but still – all the hills, you can't really do anything.
It's so funny. I'm just like, I'm a guy in a basement in the Midwest, and you're like, lot of pictures, San Francisco. It's just like that. Sure, let me Google a picture of it.
Well, you know, again, it's not like I'm that worldly. I mean, just because you're a friggin' hermit over there, that doesn't mean that the rest of the world is, you know, again, so I've been to some West Coast cities. I travel around. I've lived in seven states. Work with me here.
Look, man, Cedar Point, that's my big West Coast vacation. It's right on the lake. I got water. I got a beach. Yeah. I got roller coasters, expensive
just
food.
Because you're,
I'm right there.
Just because you're playing small ball, I mean, and you're choosing to, that's fine. You got a family. I get it. You're doing great. You know, we're empty nesters now. And so we got to find things to do. It's like, hey, it's 10 hours to San Francisco. It's 3 hours to Portland. It's an hour and 47 minutes to Seattle. It's an hour and 10 if you can get across the border without any trouble going up to Vancouver, Canada. You know, that's
you could have a couple more kids and really, really like feel what it's like for a millennial to struggle through this world.
Well, to have a couple more kids, you got to be able to work on a couple of processes that seem to be dormant. So
are you telling us something?
Well, see, that's the whole thing. I was hoping Andy would be on the show since he has so many kids. He's after all the years of marriage, the fact that he can live the lifestyle he lives. I mean, and to be a big goofy
buddy.
Guy, I can relate to this.
But you know, you can get that medicine. You can get that medicine online now, man. You don't have to like turn it into your insurance. It's pretty anonymous. It comes in a brown paper bag.
Well,
don't
that's
ask me
the
how
thing.
I know.
This is the thing. The only time I spend online, I'm talking to you. So that's kind of a problem. Bad choices.
I'll send you some links. Okay. I got a link
in the chat, would you? A link in the chat, and we'll get through this together.
Look, man, we got like 5 minutes left. Are we going to do any content?
Well, that's not content. That's real flipping life. Are you kidding me? You're talking. First of all, to be a middle-aged guy having kids, let's just take that out of the picture. The process is fine. You know, hey, I'll help somebody else, and just I don't want to meet the kids. But you
Poor
know,
Alan.
I don't even know what we're talking about. I thought this was a test run that nobody was going to hear.
Oh, somebody's going to hear it now. My God.
Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay.
You're going to have to run a crane from Home Depot to get an erection.
Ay, ay, ay. I don't even know. I don't even know what you're saying. So anyway, yeah, so things are good. We're going to get the podcast up and rolling. Andy will be back on. He's traveling because of the holiday, of course. But this is kind of a bit of a dry run with a heavy emphasis on dry.
No, I'm getting drunk.
I meant content wise.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. Maybe we don't use the term drunk anymore. We don't use the term drunk anymore. We say liquored up. We have a new feature on our show. You'll get a kick out of this. On Fridays on our morning show, we do a feature called Little Kid or Liquored Up. You tell a story, and then you tell a story and say, hey, so there I was on a scooter, and I was going down this really steep hill, and I was chasing after a girl, and I hit a rock, I flipped, and I broke an arm. Was I a little kid? Was I liquored up? And it's always a fun story. You have to guess.
So I'm voting liquored up for that because I have a 9-year-old who has those little razor scooters, and I have tried to ride them around the neighborhood, and that shit is not easy for an old man.
Exactly. So we should maybe try this. We should probably do this on our podcast with just us, because I'm sure we have plenty of stories where we've had maybe a few too many cocktails. We certainly have had adventurous childhoods. I know that.
We're going to have to wait and tell those stories when Andy's here, because we need someone to be good. Like, we need a good person.
He'll tell it in an Irish accent.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he'll probably knock somebody up in a hotel room.
That's exactly right. Way to bring my mom back into play. That's good. All right.
I'm trying.
My mom into play there while you're talking about sending me some discreet links. While we're talking about getting liquored up and telling stories with Andy, this podcast, and this is just the dry run. Oh, yeah. On the walls, I'm rolling 12 pounds.